A new day is here. Greet it with cheer. Give thanks for this day, then live it God's way, praising his holy name. Please silence all your electronic devices while we prepare for worship by listening to Arlen's prelude. Thank you, Arlen. We so appreciate your sharing your talents and your time with us. Welcome to First Christian Church. We are so pleased to see so many worshiping with us this morning. Please sign the friendship sheet, share it with your pew mates, pass it back to the center aisle, and become acquainted with those that you might not know. If you're visiting here for the first time, please indicate a phone number or an address so we might be in contact with you at a later time. The announcements are printed on the blue insert sheet. Highlighting just a couple of them, the youngsters in our congregation still need your help with summer programming and Bible school. Names of contact people are listed in the bulletin. Please feel free to contact any of them. I'm sure they would appreciate your assistance. Also important to many of us is that we need an accompanist for choir for fall and winter months. If you know anybody that would be able to share some time with us, we'd certainly appreciate it. Are there other announcements? If not, let's stand and greet one another and then join in singing the opening hymn, God of Our Ages, Whose Almighty Hand. It's found on page 725 of your hymnal. What a way to start our worship. Please join me in the call to worship. It's found in your bulletins. We came from all places and all people to gather here today. We found a land blessed.
Blessed with mountains and valleys, rivers and oceans, fertile earth, wonderful woods, and promising cities.
Here, a dream was born.
A dream of freedom from all oppression and hope for our children. A dream of people and community under God.
We have turned to nations and peoples who gave us birth, saying,
"Send us the voiceless, the fearful, the oppressed."
And so the dream of America continues.
God, help us to do your work until your dreams come true.
Let us pray. Dear God, where there is darkness, we pray there will be light. Where there is injustice, may justice be in sight. Where there is great oppression, may freedom soon be near. We pray for understanding and the end of fear. Where there is hopelessness, may hope be born anew. May we show more compassion as you would have us do. Where there is strife and hatred, may there be peace and love. These prayers we humbly offer to you, dear God above. Fill this room with your presence as we offer you our praise, praying the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Please turn in your hymnal to page 720. We will sing just the first verse of "O Beautiful for Spacious Skies." We're going to save the other verses for a little later in the service. If the children would come forward for a time of sharing. Good morning. Hi, Mackenzie. It is so nice to see you three here today. I'm glad everyone has come this morning. You know, it's summertime, and that means that people get to take trips and travel. I know Mackenzie's family has been at the beach, and it sounds like you had a lot of fun. Did you have fun at the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like visiting beaches, and I have some seashells in my office, and I thought maybe just as a sign of summertime, each of you would like to pick out a seashell. You want to pick a shell? And that leaves one for you. And along with the seashells, I have these little things. These are called sand dollars. They're very delicate, so be careful you don't break it. So there used to be a little animal living inside the shell that's left. Now, I think a couple weeks ago at children's time, we had American flags, but I didn't know if everybody got one. I know you weren't here. Would you like a flag? You have a flag at home? Oh, at the cabin. Would you like to take a little one with you? There you go, Mackenzie. Okay, we've got a flag because this week we just had a holiday. What holiday did we just have? Do you remember? What holiday was it? The 4th of July. America celebrated Independence Day, and there were fireworks. Did you see fireworks? What?
I'm five.
You're five. High five. Awesome. You like to watch fireworks?
I do too.
You do too. It's a fun way to celebrate the 4th of July and to be glad that we live in such a beautiful country. And maybe this summer you'll get to take a trip and you'll get to see a different part of the country. How about we have a prayer together this morning? Dear God, we thank you for the beauty of nature that you have made, from sea to shining sea. From prairies to mountains, Lord, creation tells us of your glory. We celebrate with others the freedom that we have to live in this country. We thank you, God, for America, and we pray that you will bless America, her leaders, and all of her citizens. In Jesus' name, all God's children said, amen. Amen. Thank you for coming up today. As our children make their way to Children's Church and a special time prepared for them, I'd like to draw your attention to the back of the bulletin, a list of prayer concerns. As we lift these up, you might reach into the pew rack in front of you, take out a prayer card. It's a postcard with a picture of the church on one side. The other side is blank, so you can write a note to someone who needs to know we're praying for them today, and then place that card in the offering tray later in the service. Our card shower this morning is for Lois Cook. Lois was the bookkeeper here at church for many, many years. She now lives at Park Place, and just because of health, it's hard for her to get out and be in worship with us, but her mind is clear, and she appreciates visits from our elders when they stop by to take communion with her, and I know that she'll enjoy reading greetings from all of you. Carmelo Alvarez is a longtime Disciple of Christ pastor and missionary. He is currently partnered with Venezuela. When I was in seminary, Carmelo Alvarez was a name synonymous with disciples work in Latin America, and he continues to answer God's calling very faithfully on that front. We're praying for Carmelo today. We also pray for the search committee of our congregation, for disciples across the U.S. and Canada who are preparing to attend General Assembly. On Wednesday, Charles and I leave to go to a family reunion in Indiana, and then we'll drive back to Des Moines, where we meet Peg at the airport when she flies from Casper to Des Moines to attend General Assembly with disciples from across the U.S. and Canada. We ask God's blessing upon that great event. Prayers also for our scout troop, troop number 13, as they are traveling to Medicine Mountain in South Dakota for summer camp. Our regional prayer partners this morning are the members of the Pacific Islander Fellowship, a group of disciples in Denver, a new church start. They worship in Chukchis and other Pacific Island languages. Some additions to the list, prayers for Monica Decker, who moved to Shepherd of the Valley this week, where she'll continue doing therapy. Ed Struby is at Meadow Winds. And Debbie reports that two regulars from the Sandwich Ministry who have been recipients of ministry in our congregation have passed away in recent weeks. So we pray for the family and friends of Randy and Shorty, whose lives on earth have ended. Are there other prayers today, people or situations we want to name? Paul. Praise and gratitude to Ronnie Sambrano, our custodian. She's doing a great job. I will pass along that word, especially the cleanliness of the restrooms here is truly appreciated. If you've been downstairs lately, you'll notice that some of our classroom floors are incredibly shiny, and others are in the process of getting there. So Ronnie is spending a lot of time this summer working on the church. We give thanks for her hard work. Was there another hand? Elaine.
I'd ask for prayer for my daughter-in-law, Nyla Clifton. She will be traveling to Colorado later today for removal of a basal cell cancer on her lower eyelid.
Prayers for Nyla Clifton as she travels to Colorado for basal cell removal on her eyelid. Belle.
Prayers for Jason Bilbasi, who is Dan's brother. He was a pedestrian hit by a car 2 days ago, and he's in the hospital in Montana.
Prayers for Dan's brother, Jason, who's hospitalized in Montana after having been struck by a car. Randy Sue.
Well, my grandson, Trent Hover, gets married next Sunday, Sunday, Saturday. So I'm asking for prayers for all the family that's traveling there, please.
Prayers for Trenton and his bride-to-be, prayers of blessing on their marriage next Saturday, and prayers of safe travel for all the family. Prayers for folks in California recovering from earthquakes. Hooray! Arlen gets to be an uncle. Prayers for his baby sister who just found out she's pregnant. When you're the big brother, it seems like, you know, no matter how old she is, she's too young to be a mom. Just like Trent isn't old enough to get married. Just, you know, kids keep growing up. Anyone else this morning? Then let's turn to the Lord in a time of shared silence as we pray for these and other concerns in our lives. Holy and gracious God, our amazing Creator, we thank you for the beauty of the world you have made and your continuing presence in our lives. Lord, this day we lift to you prayers for all of those we have named. We pray for Lois and Ed and Monica, and others who are in nursing homes, therapy centers, and care facilities. We pray for patience and courage, for people who feel their bodies age, who no longer have the strength and stamina they once did and may be frustrated by aches and pains. Lord, continue to give energy to your people to be faithful to you. O God of all the human family, we pray for events happening in the lives of our families, for those who are facing changes and times of transition, for those who are traveling. We join with Randy Sue in praying for her grandson, Trenton. We pray for all the Hover family and all those who will be traveling to celebrate a marriage next weekend. Bless Trenton and his bride, to be faithful as husband and wife, to be patient with one another always, to communicate well, and to share the joy of a strong marriage. Bless the celebration and the family who will gather. Lord, we pray for Arlen's sister in the early stages of pregnancy. We pray that the next months will go well, that her body will be strong as life grows within her womb. Bless this family as they eagerly await welcoming a little one. Lord, we join with Dan and Belle in praying for Jason as he's hospitalized in Montana and recovering from injuries sustained while walking and being hit by a car. Lord, watch over all those who are in the hospital. Bless them with health and strength. Be with doctors and nurses. Be with Nyla Clifton as she travels to Colorado to have cancer cells removed from her eyelid. Bless her with peace, Lord, that she might know you are watching over her. We pray for health in the days ahead. Lord, we thank you for the hard labor of Ronnie caring for this building, this place where we know you. Lord, we pray for all who work as custodians and cleaners, for those who serve behind the scenes in so many public places to keep our lives safe and secure, healthy and tidy. Bless Ronnie, O God, in relationships in her life, that she might know peace and joy in her work, that she might be supported and surrounded by community. O God, we pray for communities in California where people's lives have literally been shaken this week. We pray for those recovering from injuries and damage sustained in recent earthquakes in California and Mexico. Lord, there are times that earthquakes shake our souls, that life events happen and they rattle us to our very core. We pray for those who knew Randy and Shorty, and we ask blessing upon their souls in eternity with you. Lord, we pray for traveling mercies, for scouts going to camp in South Dakota, for disciples across the U.S. and Canada who will head to Iowa. And we pray for those who have traveled long and far to call America home, to find opportunity in this place. We thank you for generations of immigrants who have come before that we might live in this place. We pray your blessing upon more recent immigrants who have settled in Denver and worship together as disciples in the Pacific Islander Fellowship, as they praise you at this very moment, singing in Chukchese and other languages. May the joy and vibrancy of your spirit be evident in their midst. Lord, we pray for the search committee of First Christian Casper. As we continue to seek future leadership in this congregation, we pray that your wisdom would guide those charged with the task of finding an interim pastor and a next senior minister to lead this congregation. Lord, may your spirit be evident in the process of pastoral call. Lord, there are other prayers that we would name before you, but sometimes our prayers can't be shaped into words. They're uttered in every breath we take, in every beat of our heart. Lean in, Holy One, and listen to the beating hearts of your people, to the breath we take, to tears that fall and laughter that rises. Listen to the prayers we bring to you, O God, even those that do not fit into words. Listen and respond and continue to call us to be living answers to prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Summer is here. Picnics and barbecues are planned or have already been held because of the 4th of July holiday. Some of these events are impromptu, but others are well planned with invitations issued and replies expected. We have a gathering at which we do not have to send a reply. All who believe and seek God's love in Christ are invited to share in the Lord's Supper. All are welcome. During the summer months, we offer communion by intinction. Please come forward by the center aisle, beginning with the front pews. Bring your tithes and offerings. Place them in the offering trays here at the front row. But if you prefer to remain seated, a deacon will serve you in your pew. All are welcome to feast at the Lord's table. All who seek God's love in Christ are invited to share in the Lord's Supper. Let us prepare for communion by singing Bread of the World in Mercy Broken, found on page 387 of your hymnal.
It is by grace that our souls are fed at this table. It is by grace that all are welcomed to this place. It is Jesus himself who bids us come and dine as we remember the night he was with his friends in the upper room. While they were at table, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his friends and to us, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood poured out for you to forgive your sin and the sins of many." Each time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's life, death, and resurrection until he comes. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray.
Gracious God, we give thanks for the opportunity of coming to this table to break bread. May the memory and the presence of Christ in our midst become more real to us. Grant that your Spirit may fill us so that our commitment may bear fruit in our daily lives in the week that lies before us. Enrich our joy in serving you and those about us. Amen.
Thank you.
Please pray with me. God, our Father, bless these gifts we bring. Multiply them to do your work in our community, our country, and our world. Multiply them to do your work upon the earth. Bless these gifts and these givers. In Jesus' name, amen.
I so appreciate my friend Steve Frame being able to play with me today. An incredible musician in his own right. He is married to Diane Lynn, our previous choir director, instrumentalist and accompanist. So they have a lot of great music in their house. In fact, I truly appreciate him being here because he and Diane just came back from a five-day tour where they performed five times. They got back late last night from Buffalo. So thank you so much. If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the ones who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time to stand and say, that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the ones who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the ones who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Our reading today is Psalm 66, 1 through 9. It's on page 528 in your Pew Bible, if you'd like to read along. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you. Sing praises to your name. Selah. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds among mortals. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in him, who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let the rebellious not exalt themselves. Selah. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept us among the living and not let our feet slip.
Thank you, Charles and Steve, for that wonderful rendering of a powerful song for us today. Would you pray with me? Lord, we pause this morning for a time of reflection through scripture and song, and we pray that your Spirit will stir our hearts and bless us with understanding. Bless now the words of my mouth, the songs of praise we bring, the meditations of each of our minds, and the living of our lives, that they might be acceptable in your sight, O Holy One, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. It is interesting that in many Christian congregations in America, the Sunday that falls closest to the 4th of July, whether right before or right after, has become a time of patriotic celebration. Certainly, we are blessed to live in a land that allows religious freedom as one of the cherished principles we hold dear. But I must name up front that sometimes I feel a little bit of tension around the convergence of patriotism and Christian faith. It's almost as if we think, because we live in America, where many of our forefathers practiced Christianity, it's almost as if we think that somehow our country is more Christian than other countries. Well, in some ways it is. There are certainly principles of faith that inform our democracy that in many nations on the globe you would not find. But when our train of thought continues to run in that direction, we end up thinking that, well, we have it all figured out and we're the best Christians around. After all, we're the best Americans around. I'm not sure that I can accurately express to you how it is that sometimes I have, in academic terms, cognitive dissonance, this disconnect in my mind that comes around the tension of converging too closely together, the pride I feel at being blessed to live in this land of freedom, and the grace I have as a follower of Jesus Christ. But maybe as I muddle my way through meditations this morning, you'll get an idea of the tension that as a Christian American pastor, I kind of struggle with this time of year annually. You see, there are members of our congregation, members of any Christian congregation in the country, who have paid the price dearly for us to have the freedoms that we have in America. In part, that's why there's an American flag proudly displayed in many Christian congregations. There's nothing wrong with that. The tension comes, though, on a Sunday like this, when we sing too many patriotic songs without intentional reflection, and we end up worshiping the flag instead of the cross. You see, on Sunday morning when we come to church, we come here in freedom because we're Americans, we can, but we come here not because we're Americans, we come here because we come to worship God. In fact, we don't come to worship the cross, we come to worship the one who went to the cross. The cross is just a symbol, a reminder, a representation of the sacrifice Jesus made. Just as the flag itself, though dearly revered, is a symbol, a reminder of the price many have paid. Psalm 66 comes to us this morning from the lectionary text. Every Sunday, there's a selection of four scriptures we can hear from if we follow the Revised Common Lectionary. There's always a psalm included, and another text from the Hebrew scriptures, as well as something from the Gospels and an epistle or another New Testament reading. Psalm 66 begins, "Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of God's name." It is indeed appropriate for us to sing, to praise God. And this time of year, we don't often have the opportunity, perhaps as much as we would like, to sing some of the great hymns that we share that speak of the freedoms we have. This morning, if you would, take out your hymnal. I'm going to invite you to turn to page 720. We've already sung the first verse of O Beautiful. Now we will sing verses 2 and 3, O Beautiful for Spacious Skies. This great song by Catherine Lee Bates in part tells the story of America, the beauty of this land. The story is told that Catherine Bates was standing at the very top of Pikes Peak in Colorado, and she looked out on one of those clear Rocky Mountain days with blue sky and bright sun, and she saw before her waving grain, fields of amber wheat stretching, it seemed, all the way to Kansas. And in the distance, purple mountain majesties like the one on which she stood. And these words flowed from her pen straight into the heart of Americans for generations to come. O beautiful for spacious skies, living in Wyoming, we're surrounded by that beauty. O beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife. Sitting next to us on any Sunday morning are those who have known times of strife in our nation and have lost buddies, friends, comrades in arms who did not return home from war. This morning while Charles and Steve were singing, I was reflecting on the last time that I heard that song, God Bless the USA, sung in a public space. And I think it may have been at a concert in Washington Park around the time of the eclipse. My dad was in town visiting, and we went to hear the Wyoming Orchestra play. And before the concert for the evening began, they had a patriotic tribute to veterans in the audience. They played the different hymns or anthems of each branch of the military service. They invited vets who were present to stand when your song is played. Well, my dad was drafted in the United States Army. Like some of you, you remember the time around the Vietnam and Korean Wars, the tension our country experienced. So Dad proudly stood when the Wyoming Symphony played the Army theme song. When the caissons go rolling along, he was singing out with gusto along with other guys about his age. He sat down and the music moved on to different branches of the service. And then came the Air Force hymn. Dad looked at me and said, "Is it okay?" And I nodded yes, because I knew what he was asking, and he proudly stood again. You see, for 33 years, my father served for the United States Air Force. He was not enlisted at that time, but he worked as a civilian on Holloman Air Force Base in southern New Mexico. He heard up away into the wild blue yonder more than he'd heard the caissons song. So Dad proudly stood a second time as the Air Force vets in the audience were recognized. When he sat down, I heard the guy next to me lean over and poke his wife and whisper in her ear, "Did you notice? That guy stood up twice." I was proud of my father in that moment. And the life of service he gave, not just to our country, but to the community that he called home. After retirement, he worked as a volunteer countless hours for numerous years, and was a dedicated servant in his congregation. He would fit in well in this place, for here there are so many others who work hard with honesty and integrity in your professions, who volunteer dedicated hours, whether retired or not, and who give self-sacrificially to benefit the ministries of this congregation. All of those are stories of who we are. The book of Psalms is rich with stories. It's the songbook of the Bible, and it's the story of the Hebrew people specifically, but is claimed by their descendants, us followers of Christ, as well. Many of the Psalms call us, as Psalm 66 does, to sing praises. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of God's name. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Later on in Psalm 66, we hear a specific story or a glimpse of it. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. You remember that story, even though you weren't there yourself, but you have heard it told before. You remember the time that the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt, and God chose Moses, an unlikely leader, to come and guide them to freedom. It was by God's power that when Moses took the staff and struck the Red Sea, the water parted, and the Israelites crossed on dry land to a land of freedom. There are countless generations of immigrants who have crossed through similarly rugged, rigorous travels to call America home. Perhaps you know your family's story of immigration. As far as I know, we don't have any members of the church who are Arapaho or Shoshone. Therefore, all of us are immigrants of one kind or another. We came here from someplace else. Perhaps like me and your family tree, there are ancestors who landed on what became America before the American Revolutionary War, when the shores were contested by foreign powers. Or maybe you're like my husband and your story is one of more recent immigration. His dad was born in Scotland and came to America when he was 8 years old. In our congregation, we have those who are still brand new immigrants, first generation Americans. Mina Padgett faithfully attends our chapel service. She was born in Germany and was a war bride and came to America as a young woman. Her adopted land, her home, her country is so important to her that every year she marks the anniversary of the date that she became an American citizen. I'm sure that many of you know stories of those immigrants in your family who have come to America to call this place home. Those journeys take sacrifice and commitment. They're worth remembering and celebrating. A beautiful for a patriot dream that sees beyond the years. The dream of immigrants continues. Catherine Bates' third verse of this song reads, "Thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears." I'm sure if you were standing on the top of Pikes Peak and could actually see a city gleaming in the distance, it would look as if it was made out of alabaster and pristine and pure. But the reality is, if you get up close, in any small town or big city in America, we haven't quite fulfilled the dream yet. There are human tears that dim our city streets when the homeless and hungry long for a better way of life. Even now, in Casper, there are those who wish they had better job opportunities than they've found so far. Part of the call of Christians is to care for those around us who are in need, who are brothers and sisters in the human family. Sometimes when we get so swelled up with patriotic fervor, we begin to think that everything is perfect about America, and we're not quite able to be self-reflective and see our own flaws. And to know that even as great as this country is, there are things that could be better. There are things about our country that aren't fully lived out in terms of answering Christ's call. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. There are some times that others who live in distant corners of the globe look at America and they see a land of opportunity, a place to come to try to make their way. But sometimes they look at our country and they see more greed than good. Catherine Bates' hymn could be viewed as praise of America, but also it could be viewed as a call to live up to the dream that was planted on this fertile soil, that all success would be nobleness and every gain divine. A reminder that there is more to life than digging gold out of them thar hills. There is more to life than making the almighty dollar. There are things that are more important and matter more, like our friends and our family, the communities in which we live. The second verse of Catherine Bates' hymn struck me in a new way this year for the 4th of July. America, may God thy gold refine. It's because Charles and I spent the 4th of July at a gold mine. We were graciously invited by Mike Ward and his family to visit property in the west part of the state. Back in 1958, his dad, and I don't remember if it was just one partner or a couple of buddies, but they bought into an abandoned gold mine. You see, the Duncan Mine had been running since the mid-1800s, and times got hard. The price of gold wasn't that great, and it was hard work to get it out of the rock. And then there was a part that broke at a machine in the mine. Well, the part costs more than the profit from the gold would bring in. So they closed the mine and walked away. Mike's got great stories about the dungarees left hanging outside the shower and the cart full of raw ore, really worthless rock that was sitting at the edge of the mine. They just walked away and left everything as it was. So Mike's dad had an opportunity to buy a little piece of Wyoming history. And now Mike and his sister share it with their kids. There's four grandkids in the family, and each one has a share of a gold mine. Not that it'll be a place to ever get rich, but it's an interesting place to see history. The invitation from Mike came to offer a prayer in a way I had never been invited to pray before. We consecrated a cemetery together, a plot of land, a piece of earth underneath the beautiful Wyoming sky that the family cherishes, where Donna's ashes will be placed and other relatives at some point in the future can be buried. There was something for me profoundly theological and spiritual and holy and special about sharing that day with Mike and Erica and their family, being in the beauty of nature, feeling the presence of God. I found myself humming silently, "Oh, beautiful for spacious skies." America is beautiful because of the natural beauty that God has made. America is beautiful because of the struggle it is for us to continue to practice democracy. America is beautiful precisely because it's not always easy to do what's right and to work for justice. America is beautiful. And I'm thankful that it is a country we can call our own. The second hymn that we'll sing together is number 721, "My Country, 'Tis of Thee." Perhaps part of my perspective of America and being an American citizen and also being a Christian in this place is shaped by the years that Charles and I have spent as host parents for exchange students. I remember in particular our German son, Stefan. Stefan was so struck by the fact that people so often say, "God bless America." He observed that some people say it truly sincerely and it sounds like a prayer, "God bless America." One time he and I had an in-depth conversation about that, and He talked about how he couldn't remember ever hearing anyone in his native land and his native tongue pray and really mean it, pray, God bless Germany. And I said, well, you could. You could offer that prayer. He went on to explain that in his perspective, to his ears, there were times that other people say, God bless America, like an advertising slogan or the end to a speech. If you're a presidential candidate, whether you believe in God or not, you want everyone to know you believe in America, so God bless America. He heard the phrase so often that it began to feel hollow or facetious. The last week that he was with us when we lived in Illinois, I took Stefan out for lunch at a local eatery called Johnny J's, and not Johnny J's, the sandwich place, Jimmy John's, called Jimmy John's. We walked into Jimmy John's to order a sub, and up above the counter in red, white, and blue with stars and stripes was a sign. Stefan pointed at it and started chuckling. You guessed it. The sign said, God bless America. He said, what does that have to do with sub sandwiches? I said, I don't know, ask Jimmy John's. Maybe he thinks the best subs in the world are in America. God bless America. It truly can be a profound prayer, a plea to ask the Almighty who made this land to bless this land. But if it becomes just an advertising slogan, it relates back to that cognitive dissonance I was talking about, that tension I feel. Sometimes we conflate together our Christianity and our supposed patriotism, our pride in our country, and we begin to think that the two are synonymous, that they mean one and the same. The problem with that is that, well, there are people who are Americans who are not Christian and never will be, and probably shouldn't be. There are people who are Americans who embrace religious freedom in this land as they worship through the Islamic tradition or the Jewish tradition or being Baha'i or even being an atheist. Thank goodness there's some place in the world where no one else is going to tell you how you have to worship. Part of the problem when we think America and Christianity are one and the same is that we began to think that other people aren't really Christians. If they live in another country, then they can't possibly be as good a Christian as an American Christian. Well, just remember, friends, Jesus wasn't an American. Neither were Paul or Martha or Mary, a whole bunch of other folks, and they were certainly faithful to God. There are rare moments in history, there are times in our own lives when we discover we're at a point of tension between being a Christian and being an American. If your country asks you to do something that is contrary to God's will, it can be difficult to know how to answer that call. Just like if God asks you to do something that maybe it doesn't make mom or dad real happy, and you're challenged to leave behind family in order to choose your faith. Sometimes life is more complex and challenging than can ever be expressed in an advertising slogan. And even if we wrap it up in a red, white, and blue flag, it doesn't mean that all the problems are solved. Part of being faithful means listening to God's call even when it isn't easy. The psalmists certainly speak of that often because the Psalter is filled not only with psalms or songs of praise, it also is touched by psalms of lament, of people crying out, longing for justice in the world, asking for freedom. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. We are so blessed to have so many freedoms in this country. But there's an even greater freedom that comes from knowing Christ. It is Jesus who sets us free from our sin. It is God revealed in Christ, who lets us know we are loved, not because we're good enough or worthy enough, but in spite of our shortcomings and our failures. God loves us. God loves us so much that Jesus came to the cross to forgive our sins and grant the path to eternal life. That Christian truth is something that can be shared by all believers around the world. This morning, I would like us to conclude our time together by reading in unison on page 723, A Prayer for the Nation. The text comes to us from the Lutheran Book of Worship. Let us pray together.
Way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Make us who came from many nations, with many different languages, a united people. Defend our liberties and give those whom we have entrusted with the authority of government the spirit of wisdom, that there might be justice and peace in our land. When times are prosperous, let our hearts be thankful. And in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. We ask all this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our final song today is number 722, This Is My Song. If there is anyone present who is looking for a church home, move to confess your faith in Christ, or rededicate your life to God, you're invited to come forward as we stand and sing.
Thank you.
There is coffee and cookies waiting for us downstairs, a time of refreshment and fellowship. I hope that you'll stay, greet someone you don't know or you don't know well, and enjoy Christian fellowship before moving on with your day. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us pray. O God, bless America. Amen.